First of all, let's talk about Victory Service Dogs, who you are and what you do. Who'd like to start?
Well, Victory Service Dogs was founded in 2015 by Steve Corey. He is an Army veteran, and he felt there was a need in the Springs for veterans to have a service dog and go through the training. Our program is a little different than some, that we pair a dog up with a veteran, and they go through the training all the way from the very beginning, basic obedience, all the way till their public access test.
All right. And Janet, how do you find your way into this connectivity with the organization? And is it a love of animals, a love of service and support of veterans?
Kind of all of the above. With the Kennel Club, I show Belgian sheepdogs, and so I've been involved with them since the 1980s and showing my dogs. And the Kennel Club used to have a show in November down in Pueblo, but this year was the first year back in Colorado Springs in quite a long time, many, many years. And so this past weekend, we had 3 days of shows, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I know some people in the Kennel Club. I asked if we might be able to have a booth, and they let us have a fundraising table there. And we did get a lot of exposure with both the community coming out just to visit with the dogs and see what a dog show is all about. And also met some breeders who are interested in donating dogs and some trainers who might be able to come on and help us as volunteer obedience trainers.
Wow. What a lot accomplished in a day of a Kennel Club show. What a wonderful thing. Mike Smith, step on up and let's talk about you a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about you and tell me how you find your way into the world of service dogs.
Well, I've been training dogs since 1976, so 43 years of training dogs. I started off training dogs for search and rescue, and then I was training dogs for law enforcement. I went into law enforcement in 1978. And became a canine handler and worked my first dog for 14 out of 20 years.
Right. You were a federal agent at one point. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Way back in the 70s, you said a little bit after the Vietnam War.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what led you into the world of law enforcement and then training dogs.
Correct.
Right.
In 2013, I was actually the president and incident commander for Teller County Search and Rescue. And I was on the way to the sheriff's office to discuss what we were going to do during the fire season. And pulled out of my driveway and had one of my canines in the back of the car, Ranger, a 4-year-old German Shepherd, and somebody coming up the road hit me head on at 70 miles an hour.
Oh, goodness.
And crushed my right side and threw Ranger into the windshield, of which he died 2 hours later. When I recovered from the hospital, the fact that PTSD had started setting in, mobility issues with walking, and my doctors recommended I get a service dog. So I found Front Range German Shepherd Rescue out of Denver area. Went up there and evaluated a couple of dogs and came upon Chance at 2 years old.
And Chance is a very, very big boy.
He is. He wasn't that big when we first got him.
I imagine not. But he looks like you're well-matched, well-suited to each other. He's a wonderful dog. You would think you'd want to stay away from him, but that's, you know, he licked my hand when I put my hand down there in front of him. So
he's intimidating to people, which is part of the training that we do, not for aggression,
right?
But the fact that a lot of soldiers with PTSD can't stand to be in crowds or people approaching them too close.
Mm-hmm.
So we train the dogs to get between them and the crowd and block, as we call it.
All right, with a little bit of time we have left, let's talk about the process. How do you match a veteran or somebody in the military in need with a service dog?
Well, first they come in and they tell us what their needs are. They bring a doctor's letter and they bring us a copy of their DD-214. I then go to different kennels that we have agreements with. We are approved by the state through PAFCA to adopt and foster dogs. Then I will go to the kennels and evaluate a dog, depending on the size of the dog, the temperament we need for that particular veteran and whatever. And then we give the dog to the veteran for 2 to 3 weeks and see how they bond before they start the training program.
All right. Janet, I'll give you the last word and the opportunity to give some contact information for people who want to support Victory Service Dogs, who may be interested in volunteering for the organization or just donating.
You can contact us through our website, which is www.victorysd.org, or on our Facebook page, which is Victory Service Dogs.
Thank you to the three of you for all you do for peace of mind for veterans who are in a little bit of trouble and need a lot of help. Glad you're here today.
Thank you.